Hello?
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support. Did you still need assistance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
28012.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Victoria Puckett.
I do thank you for that. May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
Yes, it's a reference to the money that you guys took out of my account. And I spoke to a lady 2 days ago, well now three, and she said that they were going to send me something on the email to refund my money back, but I still haven't got anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm waiting for the system to load
Cause
up.
he, what happened was, is you guys had a book bag on sale for $7. Okay, I thought I paid for the $7. The computer started acting funny. I exited out. Didn't even get a confirmation number. Nothing. I checked my bank account. $7 is taken out for the book bag. $4.99 is taken out for something I don't know what else. $67 is taken out for I don't know what else. And the lady was telling me they were gonna take $150 for a subscription fee. I've never signed up for a subscription fee. So the 150 didn't get taken out, but the 7, the 499, the 67 did, which also put me in withdrawals at $25. So I'm like $105 in withdrawal.
Okay, yes, I do show where you did contact us on November 17th, and they did explain to you, it shows that the voucher was sent on the 17th.
I never got anything.
I can provide,
What would it be under?
it would come from, one moment.
And what do you mean a voucher?
Because you're getting a $125 e-gift card. That's why you were charged the $67.
Okay, but I didn't receive anything.
It would have came from support at amazingdiscountbudget.com.
Amazing. No, I'm looking up right now on my emails. I don't have anything. Yeah, I'm been looking at it's September. I don't have that nothing. Yeah, and I was never told anything about a, what did you say, a voucher?
Yes, sir. Not true,
She told me
ma'am.
that I'm just gonna get my money back.
I don't show that any refunds were mentioned. It just that's why they sent you out that the voucher so you'd be able to use it. The $125 voucher, because when you pay the $7.95 for that tactical bag, if you didn't cancel it out within 3 days, then you were going to be billed and enrolled into
Well,
that.
the thing is, I was like supposed to know I was supposed to cancel something if I never got the whole thing didn't even go through. Like it switched me over to a different page, so I thought it was scam, and I exited out of it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you were charged the $7.95.
Yeah, I know that. I was charged a $4.99 too, $67 and something cents. And then a $25 overdraft fee because I didn't know none of that was going to be taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, but the terms and conditions was agreed to when you initially bought
Okay,
that item.
is
But we
there
can
any way I can speak
process.
to the supervisor?
We can process a courtesy 35% refund back on that $67.32 charge.
No, no, I want all my money. Because I never agreed to anything. Like I just told you, I put my card number in for $7.99. That's all I agreed to. And then everything went crazy, and you guys just took out more money.
Yes,
I mean, do I have to contact the Better Business Bureau to let them know that this is going on?
Well, if you contact the Better Business Bureau, it's a complaint hotline, and once they reach out to us, we would have to provide them with the terms and conditions that was agreed to.
Okay, but how can you provide them with something that you didn't provide me?
Because it was on the website. In order for us to even charge your card, you have to agree to the
terms and
conditions.
That's the thing. I'm telling you. There was something that happened after I put my card in, and it went crazy. It didn't give me nothing. It didn't give me a confirmation. It didn't say it's coming. I got no book bag. I got nothing. I got $100-something you guys took out of my fucking account.
It shows that the book bag was delivered on November 18th.
Okay, well, I'm showing I don't have it.
I can provide you with the tracking number and
okay,
you can file a claim.
Okay, but what are you going to do for me if I don't have it?
Because you can file a claim with the post office.
But I need to file a claim with you guys because you guys took my money.
And we can process a partial refund to the account.
But why a partial if I didn't get... Okay, you guys got all the money, not partial. Can I speak to a supervisor?
Okay. Yes, please hold.
We'll fucking call. I'm going to call somebody at 10:30 at night with their bullshit. Partial payment. The woman didn't tell you that on
me. No. Nobody told me nothing about the fucking voucher.
I sent a form to your email to get your fucking money back.
It's all right. We'll call the new...
I'm going to call the fucking bank, and I'm going to go after them.
Sorry. Better be a severe note that they're a scam.
Yeah.
They will.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just getting a supervisor for you.
Okay.
I don't care if you're there or not. You are hear what everything we got to fucking say. Taking somebody's fucking money.
And I'm pretty sure the Better Business Bureau won't just be like, oh, it's okay.
Let me give you 35% back. How many people there are?
A lot. I agreed. I just told you. This shit fucking went crazy.
The woman was supposed to send you a form to fill out that she can put your money back in the bank, which was a fucking lie.
But no, now it's a voucher.
Well, you didn't even get it.
And then she, at first she said a gift card. Didn't she?
No, a voucher.
A voucher, whatever. Damn good thing I didn't wait in line. On the phone. I called 3 hours ago. It's okay, trust me. I will call what I have to call.
It was on their end. They got their shit designed.
A $7.99 book bag cost me $105.
That you didn't get, and they designed that shit to go on a blitz like that.
It's okay. When I showed you yesterday how it happened, again. Sorry, there's also a music array.
I don't think you think about it.
Apparently, you have to go to God knows where to go get some.
I can't somebody at the thing. I'm gonna say this guy, cut your ass. Huh? Might want to get off. Even buy gas.
No, they don't care that.
Okay, ma'am. I'm getting you transferred over to the supervisor now. Okay. Allow me one moment.
We had the challenge too. That woman told you on the phone they were sending you a phone to get money back. 30 copies change. I don't get a phone. Ouch. Well, you gotta use the bathroom.
Yeah, and their sites are not getting up again.
You see that phone over there?
No, I'd be damned.
I want my money back.
Never again do that. Ever click on anything.